Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Every morning when getting ready for work, most people don't imagine getting into a life-changing car accident. It happens. Most people take notice when it happens to them or someone they love. No worries, you've been paying into insurance benefits through your self-insured employer's benefit program. You're protected, right? Maybe not. Let's talk about the chances you are taking when depending on insurance companies or employers to protect your interests. Did you know most fiduciary insurance programs have a single priority of interest and loyalty, and that is to their investors? This is not told to policyholders typically. In fact, the bottom line for most of these corporations means discouraging insurers, actions of delays, denials, or termination of policyholders' benefits in order to pay out yearly dividends creates new investments and continued efforts to thrive in today's economy. If this wasn't done at the expense of policyholders, the efforts would normally be commended. Yet in too many cases, in my opinion, policyholders don't receive their fair due. Where do you see statistics about the number of policyholders who've opened up claims with their insurance companies? Are most being paid? Are policyholders being lowballed or not being paid at all? How many policyholders face surveillance, harassment, and intimidation? And with this type of inappropriate, unfair actions come financial losses due to unpaid bills, missed opportunities for a stronger, better recovery for the people involved in a car accident. How much time will be spent dealing with concerns other than recovery for the injured? And worst of all, what happens with a disability and job loss? Will your benefits be there for you? Will your employer or insurance company draw the line on how much they're willing to pay out for your claim? How much have you saved? Will it be enough to tide you over through this transition, especially if it takes years? As you can see, the number of questions is endless, even when looking at the needs of a single individual. We know that it takes money in our current world to survive. Will this be at a time where you wish you had saved more money? For support, will you hire an attorney? And if you do, can they really protect you against multi-billion dollar companies who could stall your court trial for years, not to mention the amount of paperwork they continually place upon your attorney versus their multiple team of lawyers? On top of all of this, attorney-client privileges no longer has the privacy it once used to. Attorneys have reported their phones being subjected to wiretapping. Therefore, what is a policyholder left to do? Just thinking about how ugly this process can turn makes sick and injured people just want to walk away from the hassle. But isn't this what the insurance carriers really want? They want you to give up when it gets tough. I mean, what have you got to fight back with? Personally, I would say you have a lot more than you realize. Your vote. Yes, the single vote you carry around in your back pocket. It's the one thing that determines the destiny of this country and ensures civil rights legislation. Why do you think the goal of a few is to discourage you from using it? It's your power. How often do you give it away? How many times have you ignored its value? Wall Street gets most of everything you have every month when you're paying your bills. And only 33% of registered voters made it to the poll last election season. Insured civil rights legislation passed by Congress could change the outcome for the lives of millions of Americans by making insurance companies and employers to play by the rules that are fair and equitable to policyholders. There is more than enough left to fairly pay out dividends to their investors. An independent body not associated with insurance carriers, lobbyists, employers, or those funded by them in any way, such as those that used to perform independent medical exams, known as IME, but are anything, in my opinion, but fair to most injured. This would end rules to pay policyholders for the first few years of a claim, if that much, or deny them the ability to delay or terminate claims only because it's in their investors' interest. The key to remember is this. When insurance carriers or employers are able to use their billions against individuals who not even have a single paycheck tucked away for hard times, it starts off with an unfair playing field. Join me, Esther, today for a discussion on denied employer ERISA benefits for policyholders from Seattle, Washington, USA. Talking about you with Esther's program today, we'll talk about not being surprised if your benefits are denied within the first 2 years, and what employers do with the information on your application and updates that you provide. Another question you might want to ask is whether your employer releases information related to approved or denied claims. And are workfares provided by your employer the best place for you to select a health care provider? And lastly, we'll discuss employer lump sums, monthly payments, and how it relates to Social Security disability. A fake sense of security happens when employees have a blind trust employers will pay out their short-term or long-term disability insurance policy. Most policyholders don't have a second thought about their employer's willingness to pay a claim if an unforeseen injury occurs. First, most employees do not believe that they will be injured in a car accident and need to activate a claim. Second of all, employees do have a blind trust in the integrity of employers. These employers have typically paid them every pay period on time. Why would there be any doubt if insurance claim is activated? There's no concept in the mind of an employee that an employer would pay. Most employees are unaware that their employer is their insurance company. Many believe the company who handles the paperwork is actually their insurance carrier. They don't realize the other corporation is just a contractor for the employer, a middleman, so to speak. And another thing most employees don't realize is that the money which hasn't been used to pay out a claim on their policy goes directly back into the pockets of their employer. These corporations are used to receiving this money without hindrance. Yes, it is a gamble, and in most cases, employers win because they're not required to pay out any insurance claims. This makes for a healthy bottom line and more money for themselves and investors, not employees. Most self-insured employers have clauses in their contract which allow them to eventually escape paying their employee's claim if unable to initially deny the application. Unfortunately, most employees don't realize the shark pool in which they have landed, which places policyholders under deep water and attempts to swim to shore, is a bigger battle than most policyholders ever realize. The key to remember is to read employer's benefit program in detail. The more clauses that provide escapes to eliminate a claim means that you might want to consider that the backup that you have in case you're in a car accident may not be the thing that you want to count on. There's nothing worse than trusting an employer and later finding out your trust is misplaced. The first application filed with your employer for short-term disability typically lays out all the information needed to track past, current, and even possible future health conditions. This will allow them to lay out a plan as to whether you will be delayed, denied for a period of time, or even your request or claim terminated. This will provide them with the information of whom provides your medical care and a strategy they will take for or against your request. This is why it's so important to stick to the facts when requesting benefits from any insurance carrier. Unfortunately, most employers' benefit claims fall under ERISA legislation approved by Congress, which, from my perspective, allows too many outs for employers when evaluating employee benefit claims and providing few penalties for bad faith behaviors by these corporations. This leaves employees at the mercy of these employers' integrity and willingness to pay out policyholder claims. When employers can say, "Sue me," to an employee which they know does not have the resources to take down a multi-million dollar conglomerate, it leaves few options for employees to receive a fair and equitable benefit claim. And this is why insured civil rights legislation is so important on a national level. The states don't have the resources either to take on these multi-billion dollar corporations, and frankly, the lobbyists and connections made with state politicians make this more about the money for them than employees, from my perspective. This must change. Contact your state and federal officials and tell them there is a need for insured civil rights legislation by sharing your personal story. The information you supply regarding your claim is used for the initial review and surveillance performed if they desire it. When these actions are taken, recognize the goal is more likely to deny than approve your claim. Perhaps on a good recovery day, if you suspect you're under surveillance, pass by your employer location and see if you recognize any of the people or the license plates that have been following you around, and be sure to document it. Prepare yourself for a long, drawn-out battle for your benefits if this happens to you. Be sure to share them. You can use the hashtag Estra's Radio Show. I suspect you might be surprised on how common this action occurs to employees. Frankly, one of the most important things to learn is whether an employer releases statistical information on the number of claims processed annually and the number of claims approved, denied, and the number of surveillance actions performed. Find out whether the claims paid out are for the full benefit amounts, 20 to 30% of the value, or when nothing is paid out on a claim. The value employers places on employees after requesting short or long-term disability will demonstrate the worth of a policyholder to the company. In my opinion, the fewer claims paid, the less good faith intentions can be counted upon by an employee. The key is to recognize whether your employer can be trusted at a time when they are needed most, when injured and unable to help yourself. When selecting health care providers from work fairs held by employers, these professionals may also behold to employers because of the number of new clients received through doing business with them. You might wish to use caution when selecting medical care services through this method. The goal here is to find professionals who are willing to tell it like it is, regardless of insurance, employers, and biases coming from anywhere else. A professional evaluation with truth, integrity, and ability to provide the greatest recovery options is what an injured person needs most in this situation. And unfortunately, because of the systemic flow of cash through the healthcare industry, these people are becoming harder to find, in my opinion. Always remember, you are the most important person in this equation, and your health far exceeds any other aspect of your claim. Therefore, take care of you in the best way that you know how. Another important point to look for in employer benefit plans are the methods in which benefits are paid. Find out what options are available. Some policyholders choose a lump sum, others monthly payments, and some policyholders are required to apply for Social Security disability income, which significantly reduces the cost for employers and relegates most employees to a life of poverty. Yes, lobbyists for employers are well paid to protect their interests of Wall Street. Main Street must start to look out for themselves with more effort by using the vote in their back pockets. Money may not be our strong suit, but running the country in a way that protects our interests should be what gets us out to the polls for future elections. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra sites. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, Social Security disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.